Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message.
Husband's Justin, and we have four kids, and we've been attending church here for about a year. We started coming the beginning of last year, and at the beginning of this year, Justin and I were kind of reflecting on things that went great and didn't go so great last year, and one of our favorite things was finding this church, or God leading us to this church, and trying to think about, like, what is it we love so much about City of Light, and a lot of it is just how welcomed we felt here, how friendly everyone is. And Justin and I, our first service, like, I came separate and then he came, and both of us had this inexplicable sense of coming home. I can't even really put my finger on what it was, but just the friendliness here and the worship, and it's Jesus is here. And so I was a little bit wondering, is that just kind of something when you're new, everyone's really friendly? But we've been here a whole year, and our sense of being at home has only grown, and it's gone beyond Sunday mornings to people welcoming us into their homes and sharing their lives with us. One thing that really stands out in my mind was the Bear family had us over for supper when we were still just visiting here, and Jessica even said to me, she's like, I don't even care if you stay at this church. We just want to have you over and get to know you. And I knew she was completely sincere, and that evening just meant a whole lot to us, and it's grown into Taco Tuesdays and going to the parish house and hanging out with all of you, and there hasn't been a single person here that I haven't felt welcomed and loved by, and it's gone to beyond just being welcomed to people just listening to us and caring about us for who we are, not for any kind of pretense we might be playing at. So thank you. We feel like we've been adopted into a family here. It reminds me, after a service we went to where Justin and I are just like, this is just so wonderful and intense. What is this feeling that we're feeling? And it reminded me of A.W. Tozer. He would talk about this thing, the fellowship of the burning heart. And he described it as men and women that love the Savior until adoration has become the new word and they don't have to be amused or entertained. Those who love God until he is the sweetheart of the soul. And when I look at all of us, it's not that we've figured it all out or we've arrived spiritually. It's more that all of us know what it means and feels like to struggle or to feel alone or to be hurt or misunderstood and to realize we desperately need Jesus. We need his help in our lives and to find our all in him. And that's a wonderful place to be. I'm glad to be there with all of you. We found that serving here feels like working together with a family for a common good. All of us working together, Justin setting up, me with City Kids, Lydia absolutely loves being in the nursery. It's just a community of believers working together. And I love that we serve the community together. One of my favorite memories from last year was the Fall Festival, where it felt like there were so few of us, and we fed and entertained hundreds of neighbors. It was just like, it was so amazing. The whole night, I just felt like goosebumps. Like, this is awesome. This is what it's about, to really love God and love our neighbors. So then as I was thinking about last year and just kind of thinking about, what is God teaching our family? How is he growing us? We found a home here in City of Light, and we realized that our home is a church. Pastor Trevor and just in conversations and sermons, we've been reminded that we are called, our home, our household is our first church, and that Justin and I are called to be pastors to our children. That has just, I know that's such a simple truth, but hanging on to it has put some new joy in my heart as I'm teaching my children and reading the Bible with them, singing with them, praying with them. We read the book of Matthew as a church in the fall, and I read a chapter each day with my kids, and as we were reading it, the kids were saying to me, I'm noticing that it says that Jesus looks at people and has compassion a lot. And what is compassion? And I've been noticing it too. So compassion is a feeling of deep sympathy or sorrow for another that is stricken with misfortune, and a strong desire to alleviate it, which led to a lot of good discussion and just us being reminded when we're sick or when we're afraid, that's how Jesus is looking at us with that compassion. He wants to help us, and the Holy Spirit has and will help us. And that's been so healing in our family to be loved by God like that. Also, it's been challenging us to love other people like that. And so God has been kind of working on our hearts in that area. Trevor shared early on in the sermon how our church extends beyond the walls of this school and into our homes in our neighborhood. Every person our lives touch, whether family or friends or coworkers or neighbors, is part of our congregation. It was very empowering for me to be reminded that we are each ministers of the gospel, and all the wonder that we feel on Sunday mornings can be spilled out into our everyday life, into the lives of everybody that we know. So last year, we just prayed as a family, like, God, how can we share that love and compassion? And he's led us in just little ways, like baking cookies for elderly neighbors that are shut-ins in our neighborhood, or trying to be more hospitable and welcome people into our home, serving here in the church. I get to mentor here in this church, this school once a week with a really adorable first grader. And during that time, my little girls spend time reading to their brothers and hang out with them. So it's just been really neat. Sometimes we don't know how can we reach out, or things seem overwhelming. How can we help a situation? So this fall in group, Rachel Wasink led, there were a bunch of moms that were talking about, how can we further the kingdom of God? Because sometimes it feels like we're just stuck at home caring for our kids, or some of us are working. And Rachel said, well, we can pray. It's not this last ditch, like, oh, I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll pray. It's like, that's the first thing we should do. Prayer is so powerful. And if nothing else, we should pray. And firstly, we should pray. And that was another thing last year that just really stuck with me. I want to be a family that prays and seeks God and asks for his help. And so I guess to sum it all up, last year we found a home here at the church. We discovered more that our home is a church. And this year we're praying and beginning to pray that we would grow and flourish with all of you to see how God is wanting to lead us to further his kingdom here in Aurora.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.